This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Gappert. Flies are not simply a nuisance to livestock and other animals. Their biting and disease transmission can hinder productivity and profit potential. The three most problematic summer fly species for livestock include face flies, staple flies, and horn flies, each which focus on a different part of the animal's body. SDSU Extension entomologist Adam Verenhorst reports, staple flies typically congregate on the legs of livestock.
If you see the cattle or a horse or anything similar stomping a lot, that's a good indication that they're staple flies because the bites are quite painful. And as a result, they try to kick their legs or stomp the ground to get the flies to move off of their legs.
Horn flies tend to gather on the back and sides of animals, and face flies, as their name implies, settle on the face of cattle and other animals, not biting or sucking, but feeding on fluids like tears and saliva, spreading disease such as pink eye. Numerous insecticidal products can aid in reducing irritation from flies, including ear tags, dust bags, porons, and sprays. But Verenhorst states the key to lowering fly numbers, especially in feedlot and barnyard settings, is reducing manure and other areas where flies lay their eggs.
Sanitation sometimes can be achieved just by removing the decomposing organic matters, cleaning up the extra straw or hay that's on the ground, as well as the manure.
Abundant dung beetle activity on pasture can compete for nesting resources. And parasitic wasps can be purchased, which also combat fly larvae in manure. To learn more, visit extension.sdstate.edu.